TOK outlined feedback for Jonas. So what I will do is we'll go through the different points. Number one, you have basically an answer to the title question, but it is incomplete. The nurturing of different perspectives is essential. Please also mention when it is not essential or problematic. Later on you try to do this, but please also make this clear at the beginning. Number two, you have included counterclaims here. A counterclaim could be the introduction of various perspectives causes conflict, and is conflict literally healthy? Don't ask a question, but substantiate your point with examples, okay? What you're doing is you're making counterclaims, but these counterclaims are not really answers, but are, again, knowledge questions. Now, I'm not saying that this is a problem, that you're asking a question, but then please also give a concrete answer. Okay, so number three, example of the counterclaim with the greenhouse effect with increased global warming, that is. It's a little bit problematic the way that you wrote it. Yes, there are individual scientists who claim that the climate change is not caused by humans, but this is not the scientific consensus. Okay, generally there is no real debate within the scientific community where the climate change is caused by humans. It's clear. There are always some deviating views, and it might appear that the scientists do not agree. In this case, they do agree, okay? And those individual statistics shows it. Shows this simply by the number of publications, okay? So you have to be careful about your wording here. Number three, no complete conclusion is being drawn. Yes, it is being drawn. However, there are, of course, always people who have opposing views, but this is, you can find this in any field, but this is not the scientific consensus. There are people who think the world is flat, okay? So that's not really a strong point. So, number four, basically, you have a supporting evidence for history. The historians argue their various perspectives by finding and thus interpreting them, yet you're not giving a concrete example, okay? I'm not saying that what you write here is problematic or wrong, but you have to give a concrete example. This is not a concrete example. And number five, and although the Nazi regime was responsible for, some people still support a National Socialist government, might be, but this is also not really linked about the contrasting perspectives. I mean, what we're talking about in history is not whether people support a certain political regime, but a certain different views of how history occurred, not whether they actually support a certain government which basically existed in the past, okay? So that is the thing, is why are there different views now of the past? Okay, that is the interesting question. My general advice is probably not to use Nazi examples because they're too emotionally loaded, and it's a delicate thing, and sometimes often people get sidetracked. And I think there are more, easier examples to use. Number six. Faith, strictly speaking, faith is a way of knowing, as you correctly mentioned, but the title of the question actually talks about the discipline, okay? And faith is not a discipline. If you want to talk about this, then you talk about the area of knowledge, religion, okay? Not faith, okay? So it's not a way of knowing. But my advice would be is the following. When you to discuss the claim, why don't you do the following? Write two paragraphs for the natural sciences, okay? Write two paragraphs for history. Okay, then you expand the claims and the counterclaims into separate paragraphs each. So, and the next, in the conclusion, number seven, you made mention something interesting. For example, by nurturing a theory in science that has been proven disproven for years, give me a concrete example here, okay? That is important. Give me a very clear example that makes this point. Okay, so this was it. All the best.